Kuchin paced his hotel room. He would give this strategy a few days to see if anything came of it. He would also hope that Katie James used a credit or ATM card, or perhaps enabled her GPS chip in her phone. If she did, Kuchin was confident his friend would alert him. He also had another list from this same source. It contained four names, all friends of James, who were also in the news business and lived in the D.C. area. Two, Roberta McCormick and Aaron Rhodes, were stateside, and thus it was doubtful that James would be in camping in their homes. The other two were out of the country. Thus, Kuchin had sent his remaining men to those locations. He thought things over. His chess pieces were in place, as best he could employ them. It was a waiting game now, and despite his combat experience, Kuchin had never been comfortable waiting. He took a walk. He passed the White House, stopped, and stared through the wrought iron fence. 30 years ago, Kuchin and his fellow Soviets had done everything in their power to bring down the person occupying this house. Capitalism was evil. Personal liberties were even more counterproductive. Marx had it right. Lenin had it even more right. And Stalin and his progeny had perfected the system. Yet they all had been wrong, of course. The wall of communism had toppled. Kuchin had fled. And now he lived like a king in the land of his former nemesis, employing the same free market tools he had long fought against. Well, one adapted or one died, he reasoned. He eyed a uniformed Secret Service agent who seemed to be taking an unhealthy interest in him. He backed away from the fence and walked toward 15th Street, drawing in the fresh, hot air and showing a middling interest in the gaggles of tourists and their stupid cameras. His phone buzzed. Yes? She just used her ATM card, said his friend. Corner of M and 31st in Georgetown. I'm awaiting photo confirmation from the ATM camera. Kuchin immediately phoned his man closest to this location and then jogged back to the hotel. In 5 minutes, he was in a rental SUV driving himself west to Georgetown. The traffic was bad. The intersection snarled. Kuchin anxiously tapped his fingers against the glass. His phone rang again. He was still at least 10 minutes away. Yes. No sign of her, sir, said Manuel. Call in the rest of the teams. Set a 10-block perimeter outward from the ATM. Four men walk every square inch of it, starting at that point. Two men in cars ride a circuit on the outside of the perimeter, one clockwise and the other in the opposite direction. I'll be there as soon as I can. She just got cash, so it's a reasonable bet she's going to spend it on something. So check any shops or restaurants you think appropriate. He slipped the phone back in his jacket. He had been convinced they would not find her on this go-round. That would be too easy, too lucky. Those things happened in movies, not in real life. But now they had a perimeter. And Kuchin knew how to work a perimeter like few people in the world.